This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
303 Jif Cats News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. We are already hearing about some cancellations relative to Tropical Storm Debbie. A bunch of stuff over at the raceway has now been put on hold. I'll give you those details. We'll try and get updated on the squirrels. They're supposed to have a big event on Friday night. And you and I soon are going to be dealing with this weather. Nobody better than John Bernier over at 8 News, ABC 8, to let us know exactly what to expect and when to expect it. John, appreciate you jumping on, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to talk with you. Been a while since we've talked about the Red Sox and stuff, too, also.
It's been far too long on that, but, man, we got nasty weather coming, right? There's no way to make that sound nice.
I mean, the next couple of days, it's going to be sticky, it's going to be humid, or if you want to combine the two, call them sticked outside, and we could have some rainfall that could be a little wicked, too, in a few spots. We've already got some heavy downpours over Sierra, and you like to play on words? We've already got some heavy downpours, especially over the eastern part of Chesterfield County, so some of the places that, you know, you get the bucket fillers come through, and all of a sudden you get the instant ponds on the roads. You're getting some of those in a few areas. That band's lifting northward. And folks, remember one of these things, okay, because it's a tropical system moving northward, things are going to kind of move backwards. Most of these showers are moving from southeast to northwest. So, you know, you're driving north on the interstate, you know, you see, think it's bad weather coming, you usually look to the left. You got to kind of look behind you to the right, because that's where it's coming from right now. Flood watch in effect all the way through Friday for the area. Debbie is still slowly moving off of Charleston, South Carolina. It's only moving about 3 miles an hour. So it's like, you know, everybody just kind of, you know, parading into Richmond Raceway for the weekend. But what it's doing right now, it's in the pits. Yeah. So it's picking up a little bit of moisture. It's gotten a little bit stronger. Winds are up to back to around 60 miles an hour. Okay. And it's going to swing inland. It is going to pass to the west of us. Now, that means two things. Number one, the heaviest rainfall is going to be probably going to be on the left side of the storm. So that goes up the Blue Ridge Mountains, Interstate 81, U.S. 29.
Gotcha.
Which then means it all comes down eventually into the James River.
Yeah, right. Right.
So James River's going to jump. Okay, you know, it's been sitting low and going slow for a while. Yeah. So it is going to jump when we get into the weekend, and the weekend weather is actually going to end up being nice. But, you know, people thinking, you know, hey, it's nice, it's hot outside, let's go hang out down by the river. Well, with all this stuff coming through, the water's going to be muddy. I don't know if there's going to be any junk in it, but, you know, the other thing to remember, you know, a lot of farmers' fields off to the west of us.
That's
and
right.
When it runs off through the farmers' fields, you know what that means and what it picks up.
Yeah. So we definitely are going to need to stay away from the James. Now, you said the weekend sounds good, and here's my question, John. How bad will today, tomorrow, and Friday be? Is it going to be so bad that we're not going to want to do anything on Friday because we got a whole bunch of cleanup to do?
Well, tomorrow is going to be the day where we get, you know, we get the rain picking up. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like if today's a one,
yep,
Tomorrow's a two.
Okay.
Friday's got the potential to be a four.
Ooh.
Okay, so Friday's the day when the storm lifts and zips through Virginia. Couple of things going on. That's when we're going to get the squalls coming through, which will have intense rainfall rates.
Okay.
So, you know, realize, you know, it is not going to rain from now until Friday evening. Okay?
Right.
It's, you know, nonstop. Mm-hmm. There'll be a whole bunch of gaps in there. When it comes, it's going to be furious at times, and we're going to have a couple surges of that on Friday. What worries me is that with the system going to the west of us, we're going to be in the warm sector. We're going to get some squalls coming through. That can mean some damaging storms. That, you know, there is going to be a risk of severe storms over us. Okay, everybody's saying, is this another Florence? Okay?
Yeah.
You can't say that. Is there potential you could get spin-up tornadoes? Yes. Okay. Is it set in stone? No. Hmm. Are these the monster-type tornadoes that you see, you know, we've seen this spring tearing up Iowa and those places? No, it's not those.
Okay.
These that generally come from tropical systems are low-end tornadoes. They're EF0s, EF1s.
Okay. Okay.
They don't last all that long. They don't do a lot of damage. If you remember, we had a whole bunch of tornadoes from Florence, but they were all EF0s except for the one down on Speaks Drive.
Right.
Which, unfortunately, is where the gentleman died. So, yeah. Not downplaying the risk, but realize while the risk is there, probably heavy rainfall and gusty winds will be the bigger threat.
Okay. All right. All right. So, we've got rough weather ahead. It's going to have a lot of breaks in it. Stay close to home is probably not a bad piece of advice, right?
Yeah, you know, just kind of hang loose for the next couple of days. I mean, you're not going to get much yard work done.
Right.
Of course, the ground's going to be pretty well soaked anyway. You go outside and pull the crabgrass up from that's taken over the lawn and try to get rid of some of that before you get ready for your fall seeding. You got that going on. But otherwise, you know, we're just going to have to deal with it. It's just going to be ugly and nasty for the next couple of days. But things look like Saturday's going to be good. Now, Saturday is going to get toasty.
Oh,
it's going to get up into the upper. It's going to get up into the upper 80s because this thing, I think, is going to skedaddle out of here Friday night. And usually on the backside of these tropical systems, you get some what we call downsloping. That's air that's coming down from aloft, pushes against the ground, it compresses, and it warms up. 1985, when Gloria came zipping through here, didn't get a whole lot of it. Next day, sun was out. We jumped way up into the 90s. Okay, that's a long, long time ago. You know, only seasoned veterans like you and I can remember that. Okay, and but that's a lot of times what happens on the backside of the systems. You get a really nice, gorgeous day, and then Sunday for the big race looks really nice.
Okay, well, great. Okay, all right. We'll get through the next couple of days. Then we're going to keep poking you and the team over there at 8 News for the latest and get you back on here. But, John, I always appreciate you making some time for us, jumping on here. And, we got to clear out some time just to talk about socks at some point.
Yeah, we got time. Yeah, you know, they're playing amazingly well.
I know. And I don't want to say that out loud where people can hear because then you know what's going to happen.
Boom.
Yeah, I know. All right. I'm not saying anything else. Nope. All right. Thank
you. Yeah, we'll curse them instead of the June swoon. It will be the September swoon.
Exactly. So, just keep the record between us. We'll smile to ourselves and wait for the playoffs. I think that's
it. But you have to remember, we have to get ready to remember.
Yeah.
October.
Yeah.
20th anniversary, the four greatest days in sports.
And what might those be, John?
Oh, let's see. Tim Wakefield ending up, you know, burning his arm out, soaking rains, and then let's say Big Pappy with a 14th inning home run.
That thing in the
15th inning when the night that Caroline Rogers was born in Boston, and Daddy was at the game and had to run to the hospital. The bloody sock game.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Johnny Damon, I looked like Jesus, then acted like Jesus, hit the Grand Slam home run.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, now, you and I will understand this, and I don't know if anybody else will, but I have to indulge myself, and I have to burden you with this. When Johnny Damon left the Sox and went to the Yankees, my oldest guy, who is now just graduated from Stanford, all growing up, living his own life, he was a little kid, he wept like we took his puppy away. He could not believe the actions of Johnny Damon, and that was it.
And for those of you who aren't baseball fans, when Johnny Damon played for the Boston Red Sox, he had this big, huge, flowing beard. The Yankees made him shave it, and literally with the first time the Yankees came back to Fenway, there were people who were wearing shirts that had a picture of him as a Red Sox player, and it said, "Looks like Jesus, acts like Judas." That's where the whole thing came from.
We take this stuff seriously. That's it. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. We are, Boston bred, Boston, well, anyway. All right, listen, I am always happy to have you here, my friend. Get back to work there with the big equipment and the fancy stuff you got, and like I said, we're going to keep calling on you guys. I always appreciate you making some time for us. That is John Bernier. He's the chief meteorologist over there at 8 News, ABC 8. They are keeping us up to speed, so we're going to continue to monitor this. It's now Tropical Storm Debbie, and there are a lot of details. So, amongst other things, make sure you're checking out WRBA.com. 313, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.